14 May 2012, Baitul Makarram Masjid, Los Angeles, California, USA. Baad Maghrib Bayan.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون Sallallahu Alaihim. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. I express my gratitude to Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala that He has given me this opportunity of being with you in this discussion meeting. I have recited a very well-known verse from the Holy Quran, which, according to many commentators, was the last verse revealed to our Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The verse says, "Wattaqu yawman, be afraid of the day, turja'una fihi ilallah, when you will be brought back to Allah, thumma tuwaffa kullu nafsin ma kasabat, then every soul will be given back what it earned, wa hum la yuzlamun." Very simple verse. Be afraid of the day, be careful of the day when you will meet your Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, He has Himself used the title Rabbun, which means sustainer, protector. It has many different meanings. In English it is translated as Rabb, Lord, which is not a very correct translation, but generally that is the one used. So when you are brought back to your Lord, when you are brought back to Allah, this is a famous verse of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, remember the day when you will be brought back to me. On that day, you will be recompensed. You will be given back what you earn. We all know these are not the earnings of the earth for which we work generally. Our educational qualification, our social position, our bank balance, our houses, our children, nothing will avail. There is a famous verse in the Quran, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. The day nothing will avail, neither children nor wealth, illa man atallaha biqalbin salim, except the one who comes with a heart in tranquility, biqalbin salim. What is the heart in tranquility? This is the heart, this is the soul which has submitted himself fully to his Lord, fully to his Creator. Our religion, the name is Islam. This is a noun. Its meaning is the act of surrendering oneself. From this, the basic verb is aslama. He surrendered. And one who surrenders is called a Muslim. A very simple name, Islam, and the verb aslama, one who submits is Muslim. So surrendering oneself, one who has surrendered himself completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the successful one. That is the teaching of Islam. And that has been the teaching of all the prophets, Islam claims. All prophets preach the same religion, Islam. Basics of this are, one, unity of Allah, not only the existence of Allah. The Christians say we are monotheistic, we believe in one God, but then they add God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. The Hindus in Indian subcontinent also claim we are monotheistic, God is one, but then they add Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva are the three representations of the same God. Islam does away with all these additions and subtractions. Allah is one and one and one. Allahu Ahad. In Surah Ikhlas, which is very well memorized by every child in Islam, the four important qualities are mentioned. And the whole Quran is full of many other aspects of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Ahad. Qul hu Allahu Ahad. Qul. The word qul is generally translated as say. But many commentators of the Quran translate is say, no, proclaim, declare before the whole world, tell the whole world, pull. Our Prophet is addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the term pull, you say. So that is the simple translation. But many commentators prefer to translate it as say means proclaim, declare, remind the whole world, pull. What should you remind? Allahu Ahad, He is alone, one and the only one. No additions, no subtractions. Allahu Samad, everything is dependent upon Him in every matter, at every point of time. But He is not dependent on anyone in any way. Allahu Samad, third verse, Lam Yalid, He has no son. That is a direct negation of Christianity, but a very simple verse, Lam Yalid. He has no son. He has not begotten a son. وَلَمْ يُولَدْ He is also not the son of anyone. He has not begotten himself. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ Nothing is comparable to him. He has no comparison. So these four verses speak about the four qualities of our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All prophets spoke about this in the same language. This appears in the Quran in many places. How the prophets addressed his qawm, his nation, his people. Ya qawmi budullah, O my nation, O my countrymen, O my people, O my brothers. O budullah, worship Allah. Ya qawmi budullah, ma lakum min ilahin ghayruh. There is none other than him worthy worship. La ilaha illallah. Just saying Allah exists is not enough. He has to be believed in all his qualities as depicted in the Quran. Allahu Samad. So this is known as Tawheed. The fundamental three pillars of Islam are one, Tawheed. Existence of Allah, the one, the only one, as described very simply in Surah Ikhlas and described throughout the Quran. Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyu qayyum la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ All the qualities of Allah are depicted in Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi has 10 portions. All 10 parts describe Him. Many places of the Quran describe Him. وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ These last three verses of Surah Al-Hashr which we recite, which is in the memory of almost every Muslim, they describe His qualities. The whole Quran is full of such descriptions. There are more than 6,000 verses. You generally say 6,666, which is not correct. 6,300 plus. Only about 400 verses speak about the ahkam, the rules regarding worship, how you should say the salah, how you pay your zakah, how you fast, etc. Ahkam. But the remaining 6,000 plus verses all describe Allah's virtues, His actions, the Prophet's stories, and the day of Akhirah, what will avail one. So the first quality which every Prophet described is his unity. La ilaha illallah. Second one, ittaqullah, be careful about him. He has given you this existence. He has created the heavens. He has created the sky. He gives you the rain from the sky. He makes the grassland bring out the pasture. Allah is described in the Quran in many languages. Wonderful description. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min zufin. Allah is being defined. He defines himself. Allah is that being who created you in utter weakness. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min zufin. Who is Allah? Allah is that being who created you in utter weakness. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min zufin. Thumma ja'ala min ba'di zufin quwwatan. Then after this utter weakness, he gave you strength. You are such a strong man. Your turning the face is full of haughtiness. I am such and such. Allah says, ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ زُوفٍ قُوَّةٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ زُوفًا وَشَيْبًا. Then after this strength, he makes you so weak, makes your hair go grey, your beards go grey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines himself. Who is Allah? He is that being who created you in utter weakness. 1400 years have passed. Are the babies born with strength or they are created in utter weakness? The same way 1400 years ago they were born. How much the baby is dependent upon its mother? No other animal is so much dependent at its birth. So the definition given by Allah still applies. Our Imam recited, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. This particular description is full of the Holy Quran. Allahu la ilaha illahu, lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard, wa lillahi mulku samawati wa al-ard. To him belongs all power, all glory. All, again the Prophet is asked to declare, Qulillahumma malik al-mulk, Allahumma malik al-mulk. Allah is teaching his dear Prophet. Qul, Allahumma malik al-mulk, tu'ti al-mulka man tasha wa tanzi al-mulka min man tasha wa tu'izzu man tasha wa tuzillu man tasha biyadika al-khayr innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. These verses speak only about Allah, only about Allah. So ittaqullah, be afraid of him. Next, the Prophet's saying in every age, first, Ya qawmi budullah, O my nation, O my people, worship Allah alone. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهِمْ غَيْرُ. That is La ilaha illallah. Second part, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Be afraid of him. وَأَطِيعُونِي. Follow me. أَطِيعُونِي means follow me. I have been sent as a model. Follow me. That is how you prepare for Akhirah. Very simple formula. How to prepare for the day when you will meet him? Follow me. I am the model. This quotation can be applied for every prophet. Many places of the Quran depicts it. Ya qawmi budullah ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. Make it a slight addition of few other items. Wattaqullah, be afraid of him, be careful about him. Wa atiun, follow me. Follow me. This is depicted in the Quran in the case of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qul. Again, قُلْ. We know the four قُلْ. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. But there are many قُلْس. قُلْ. Say, proclaim, declare. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Then follow me. The Prophet is being asked to declare. You call the whole world. Tell them. What should you do if you love Allah? The word is tuhibbun Allah. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. The word is not in kuntum tu'minuna billah. If you believe in Allah. Allah is worthy of being believed and also being loved. How much do we love him? I was in Atlanta the other day. One of my friends took me to a bookshop. I came across a children's book. I love my mom because dot dot dot. The whole book is full of the baby's description. I love my mom because she does this, because she does this, because she does this, because she does. Did you find a book? I love Allah because. The Quran describes this. Qul, again, the same word. Qul, say. In Surah Mulk. Qul, O my dear Prophet, declare, proclaim, remind the whole world, remind all people. وَالَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ. He is the being that has given you this existence. وَالَّذِي أَنْشَاكُمْ He has created you. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمَعَ He has given you the power to hear. وَالْأَبْصَارَ The power to see. وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ The hearts. To remember, to analyze. What does the heart do? This is not the heart which pumps blood. We are talking about the mind. وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ أَنْشَاكُمْ He has given you this existence, has created you. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمَعَ He has given you the ear to hear. وَالْأَبْصَارَ The eyes to see. Al-Afida, the minds. What do the minds do? Under the processes? Where does the memory lie? And the memory is a very special type. You don't have to press save. It's in the memory once you see it. And also you cannot erase. You cannot erase the memory you have got. You saw me. If somebody says, forget the afternoon, forget the evening when you saw Hamidur Rahman. Can you forget me? The power of erasing has not been given to us. If Allah would have given the power to erase one's memory, things would have been utterly difficult. If you by mistake erase the memory of your dear wife, what would happen? The scholars of Islam say, this is a sign of His rububiyat, that He is the Lord. The word Lord means one who cares, one who brings up. This word Lord in Arabic is Rabbun. The word connected with this is Rabbaya. He cared and nurtured and brought him up. The verb is used for our parents. The famous verse, again, Qul, Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani sagira. Oh my Lord, have mercy upon them. Irhamhuma kama as they Rabbaya. In Arabic, Rabbaya is singular. Rabbaya is dual. They too brought me up. So this word has been used for our parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the status of being our Rabb. That is why the Rabb is used much more than Allah. Allah is the basic name. The very first verse given to our Prophet didn't contain Allah. It contains Rabb. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaqa. Your Lord who created. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقٍ He is a man from a clot of blood. So Rabb, this Rabb, Lord, Sustainer, He has to be loved. He has given this affection in the mother's heart. Who has created the mother? Who has given her the qualities for which every grateful child remembers his mother? So the word in Quran is قُلْ Say, declare, proclaim. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ If you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي Follow me. Here the description is very elaborate. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاتِّيُونَ The other Prophet's simple word is أَتِّيُونِي Follow me. But in the case of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's a big verse. قُلْ You declare, you proclaim, you tell the whole mankind. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ If you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي Follow me. He has been asked to say in this language, say, I am giving you the language. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ He will forgive your sins. Allahu Ghafoor Rahim is the most forgiving, most merciful. So number two. Number one was Tawheed. Allah and His unity. Number two is called by ulama as Risalat. The prophethood. He has sent prophets. Abraham was a prophet. Before, much before him was Nuh was a prophet. Musa was a prophet. Jesus was a prophet. The other day I was in Florida, is it? Florida. We saw a signboard. Islam. Very big signboard. The message brought by Abraham, Moses, Jesus and Muhammad. Very correct. The Quran claims it so. Ibrahim is our prophet, we say alayhi salam. Moses is our prophet, we say alayhi salam. Jesus is our prophet, we say alayhi salam. And Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. We execute the command, we don't know the command. Many of you don't know it. I also didn't know it. What is the command? Again, qul. Qul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking our prophet, declare, proclaim. Qul alhamdulillah. Say alhamdulillah. Say alhamdulillah. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ Say alhamdulillah And peace be upon those whom He selected. Ala ibadi alladhina istafa. So this is the command of the Quran. Say Alhamdulillah. Next, say peace be upon the prophets of Allah. We don't know the order. Execution is there. Even a paan wala, bidi wala, riksha wala in Indian subcontinent, Pakistan, Hindustan, Bangladesh. You say Dawood, he will say alayhi salam. You say Musa, he will say alayhi salam. You say Sulaiman, he will say alayhi salam. Isn't that the case with the whole Muslim world? Even the most ordinary person, he learns the names of the prophets and immediately he says alayhi salam. So the Quran teaches, Walhamdulillahi ala alhamdulillah. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. And this is repeated in many places. You very well know the finishing of prayer. The most correct method of finishing the prayer is uttering three verses of Surah As-Saffat. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يُصِفُونَ. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Prophet. Your Lord is most great, most glorified. رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ, the Lord of honor. Amma yasifoon, what they ascribe upon His Godhood. He recites the prayer very much, doesn't know the meaning. Amma yasifoon, what they ascribe God's three qualities. He is the God, He is the Son, He is the Father, He is the Holy Ghost, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. Many are the items people join with Him. Allah says, Amma yasifoon. Whatever they put upon Him, your Lord is glorified, much above in His status, most glorified. He is free from all these additions and subtractions that put upon Him. Subhana Rabbika, there is a wonderful word. Rabbika means your Lord. It refers to our Prophet. Your Lord means Lord of whole mankind. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say Rabbul Alamin. He says Rabbika, your Lord. The scholars of Islam say this shows the status of our Prophet. By the word your Rabb, he means the Lord of the world. This adds to the glory of our Prophet also. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun. Second, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Peace be upon the Prophets. So I quoted the first verse. Qul alhamdulillah wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa. That is indirect. Upon the servants whom He selected, istafa. But here it is direct. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Peace be upon the sent ones. So we Muslims send peace upon all His sent ones, all the prophets. Many verses appear in the Holy Quran. كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ سُورَةُ الْبَقَرَةِ. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ. We don't distinguish between His prophets. We consider all of them highly respectable. Of course they are great. تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. These prophets have given some of them status over the others. Our Prophet came the last, but He is the first in glory. That is His status Allah gave Him. He used to say, I am the leader of all prophets. Then he would add, Wala fakhr, I am not telling this because of pride. I have to state the fact. Mujhe haq kehna hai. I am the greatest of all prophets. And then add, this is not because I want to show my pride. This is the fact. He came last, but he is the greatest. That's another story. But generally, la nufarriqu baina ahadin min rusuli. We don't classify, we don't give status one above the other. Our Prophet used to say, don't call me superior to Musa, don't call me superior to Jonah, Yunus. This was his modesty. So the Prophets. So three basic pillars of Islam. Tawheed, existence of Allah and His oneness, Risalat, Prophethood. He sent Prophets throughout the ages and all gave the same message. What is the message? You have to be before your Lord one day. Make preparations. How to make preparations? Fattabi'uni, follow me. In the case of Muhammad, Fattabi'uni, yuhibbukumullah. Third, what is the basic message given to them? Akhirah. So these are the three pillars. Tawheed, Risalat, Akhirah. Oneness of Allah, Prophethood, Akhirah, the day of Akhirah. which I cited before you. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Be afraid of the day. Be afraid of the day means take care, make preparations. If it is said to one of us here, we have to meet President Obama tomorrow, how would he make preparations? How much? He'll be sitting. Initially he'll say, you are trying to make me foolish. Why should he meet me? But if it is proved that actually you are going to meet him, how do you make preparations? How big is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compared to Obama? How many Obamas has he created throughout the ages? In the mother's womb, in utter darkness. The Quran describes, خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. Creation within creation in three darknesses. 1400 years have passed. Are the babies born in factories? La ilaha illallah. Or in the same dark womb of a mother? Where are you born? It's a modern age. How modern are you? Are you living under a modern sun? Are you living over a modern earth? Are you having modern method of rainfall? Quran claims, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Have you thought about the water that you drink? أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Do you bring it down from the clouds, or I bring it down? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks with humankind as if he is talking to a person on the street. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Have you considered the water that you drink? أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Do you bring it down from the clouds, or I give it down? What is the stage in America? I have a friend here, we studied together, Ashraful Zaman. We were in class 10 in 54. You probably didn't see it. I saw the news. Man has discovered the method of causing rainfall, or invented how to cause artificial rainfall. Scatter dry ice over these clouds, rain will fall. And they succeeded. 54, I was a student of class 10. 55, I passed my matriculation exam. 54 to 62. 54 to 2012, how many years? Has America discovered artificial rainfall process with all its technological innovations? Many technological innovations have occurred. Not so with rainfall. The cloud is here. America has not been able to discover or invent how to cause large-scale rainfall. The word in the Quran, أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ. Do you cause the rains to fall from the cloud? أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. I do it. لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ جَهْدًا. If I wanted, if I wished, I could make the rainfall bitter. فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Why don't you say Alhamdulillah? Why don't you be grateful? فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ. This is the message Quran gives. فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Why don't you show gratefulness? Why don't you say Alhamdulillah? That is why the Quran places in the very first verse, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Before description, he first say Alhamdulillah, then you proceed. I don't understand why I should say that, the modern disbeliever says. You say, then come next. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. There is a prayer which every one of us pray. When you finish eating, you say, Alhamdulillah, Alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana minal muslimin. After you finish your meal, at your house or in a host's house, doesn't matter, wherever you take some food, our Prophet teaches, say this. What is the prayer? Alhamdulillah, Alladhi, all praise belongs to that being, Allah, at'amana, who has given us this food. The food has been given by the host, but the verb here is, He fed us. He fed us via the host. Who fed us? Who catered the host? Who catered the food? The Quran says, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. Let man look at his food. This is Surah in Amma, Amma, Juz Amma. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. Let man look at his food. How has the food come before him? 1400 years have passed. Do you have any modern means of producing food? أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا. I send down the rains, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. ثُمَّ شَقَطْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّا. Then prepare the ground. وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبَّا. The corns grew because of my karam, my kudrat. What about the modern production of corns in America's fields? And this is very important. أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا. I gave the rains. ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّا. I made the ground ready. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبَّا. I made the corns grow out of that, which is your food. With modern age, how much has changed? And this is the same. So the Quran constantly speaks about the blessings of Allah. He says, قُلْ, say, you proclaim, وَالَّذِي أَنْشَاكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمَعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. He has given you the ears to hear, eyes to see, afidah, the minds to keep in memory and think and process. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ, that is the last line. Little it is that you show gratefulness. So there it is regarding our senses. Here it is regarding the rainfall. There it is regarding the food he produces. He mentions all these in many different languages. I told you there are more than 6,000 verses in the Holy Quran. Of these, only about 300-400 speak about ahkam, rules of worship. But more than 6,000 verses all speak just like this. One item is, why should you not be grateful? He has created you. Today we can add, this is not in the Quran. He has given you the atmosphere. He has given you the oxygen in the atmosphere. Today doctors tell us, how does the air benefit us? It enters through our nose, through our mouth, goes to the windpipe, goes to the lungs, two, right lung, left lung. Then branches in, two branches. 24, 26 branchings. They end up in small air sacs, doctors call it alveoli. How many air sacs does an ordinary person contain? They say more than 35 million. How many, subhanAllah, should you say? Every person contains in his lungs how many air sacs? Very simple figure. I have not learnt this from the movies. This is a figure from the American published Science and Technology Encyclopedia. Encyclopedia of Science and Technology published by McGraw-Hill. You know the publisher? McGraw-Hill? It's a data from there. How many air sacs are there in the ordinary person's lungs? More than 35 million. Sare teen crores se zyada. What happens at the last end? Every alveoli has an air sac. It is surrounded by blood capillaries. It has a wall, blood capillaries have a wall. But his kudra, the walls are penetrated. The air sacs contain air. Only the oxygen passes through the wall of the air sac, then through the wall of the blood capillary, goes into the bloodstream. The oxygen goes into the bloodstream. The carbon dioxide from the blood traces the path back to the alveoli, back to the out. Itne subhanallah kahenge. How many subhanallah will cover his gratitude? There is a famous saying of our Prophet. Subhanallah, okay. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, okay. How many times the Prophet taught, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi. I glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times? As there are creations. How many aspects are there in your lungs? More than 35 million. You can compare the data. Because I teach a subject in which I have to study carefully. You cannot face your students with little preparation. A teacher is always afraid when he goes to the class. I have been a teacher. Imam Sahib made some mistakes. I should make the correction. I was not a professor. I was a poor assistant professor. I didn't get a promotion to associate professor, then to professor. So I was in the third grade. Professor, I was not there. Associate professor, I was not. Assistant professor, yes. I was a simple assistant professor in Buet. I am neither a scholar of Islam. I am neither a scholar of engineering, nor a scholar of Islam. As he narrated, I remained with this great Alim of Bangladesh, Hafiz Ji Huzur. He was the Khalifa of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, a man from India. So, this great soul, Hafiz Maulana Muhammadullah, He participated in the 1981 elections in Bangladesh. When Zia-ur Rahman died, an election was held in the same year, 1981. He participated in that. He was criticized very much. Why should this old man participate in elections? He has never been in politics. He has all the time spent his life in mosque, madrasa, giving dars and hadith. But the old man would not listen. We also suggested before him, Huzur, please don't go in this field. What he is saying was, I have to do what pleases my Allah. We didn't go to ask him, how will election participation please Allah? We didn't say any more words, we helped him. But the point to note was, he used to say in his election speech throughout the Bangladesh cities, if I win the presidential election, what is the work I will do first? Very interesting. I will establish 68,000 ideal maktabs for Kanya Madrasa, primary institution for teaching the children the Holy Quran. People would laugh. In Bangladesh there is a saying, Mullah Dor Masjid Pajanto. Derogatory comment towards the ulama. Mullah Dor Masjid Pajanto. Mullah Dorte hai Masjid Tak. Isi tarah unko bhi kaha jata hai, Mullah ki Dor hai Masjid Tak, Hafiz Jihuzar ki Dor hai Maktab Tak. He is fighting the presidential election and he says, what is the first thing we will do? We will set up ideal religious institutions to teach the children Quran and Islamic literature. He was laughed at. But the grand man's qualities have to be seen. I had the occasion to be his servant during Hajj in 1980. I saw him very closely in Jeddah, in Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif. Then I happened to be with him as his khadim in England in 1985. The 81 elections made him very famous. So he was invited throughout the world. He visited England in 85. I happened to be his ghulam, his khadim, his servant. He entrusted upon me the responsibility. Hamidur Rahman, you have stayed with me and the ulama for such a long time. I hereby give you a responsibility. Copy our words to the people at large. Our words mean the sayings of the Prophet as narrated by the ulama, the scholars of Islam. So I consider this my glory to state before you. I am not a scholar of Islam, I am not a scholar of engineering either, I am a simple servant of a few ulama of Bangladesh, particularly Hafiz Huzur, and he gave me this task. You should speak to the people the way we speak, the way we spread the message of Islam. So I have made the correction. I was not a professor, but you know, people start calling it like that. I am not a professor. I was a poor assistant professor. I joined as an assistant professor in 1969 in Buet. And 26 years later, I retired as an assistant professor. I had no promotion in 26 years. Why? Because I preferred to be with the grand old man. I used to be with the scholars of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the good luck. Alhamdulillah. So that's about the correction in the statement of our Imam. I come back to the main point. The fundamental three pillars of Islam are Tawheed, Risalat, Akhirat. Akhirat is the point for which the Prophets have been sent. There is a beautiful verse in Surah Yasin. Many of you have it memorized. وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ The trumpet shall be blown. فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجِدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ They will go out of the graves and rush towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجِدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ قَالُوا They will say, يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَلْقَدِنَا Who has raised us from the graves? Then there is a gap in the Quran. Sikta. You stop there, but don't breathe. It's called sikta. Which means the narration is suddenly changed. هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ This is the day which the Lord promised, Rahman promised. This is the day which the Most Merciful promised. هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ هَذَا This مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ What the Most Merciful promised. مَا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ نِيَنِ هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّبُّ نَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ نَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ Because the term Most Merciful is very often given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and very correctly. This is the day which the Most Merciful promised. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. All the prophets spoke the truth. Surah Yasin. So all prophets are brought in here in a single sentence. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. All prophets spoke the truth. Surah Yasin is called the heart of the Quran. Our prophet gave the name. Surah Yasin, Qalbul Quran. Quran Majid ki kalb hai, Surah Yasin. There is the statement. هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ. This is the day which the most merciful prophet, most merciful, whose mercies you enjoyed in the world, so many mercies. وَصَدَقَ الْمُسْلُونَ. So I have described the three pillars. Tawheed, the Salat, Akhirat. Akhirat means the life after death. That is the message given by prophets. That is a message which gives an information which cannot be verified. It cannot be verified by science and technology. It's the beauty of the Quran. It stays in the very beginning. Don't try to understand this part. Your knowledge will fail. أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The Quran tells in the very first sentence. This Quran will lead aright whom? Basic qualification. لِلْمُتَّقِين. What is the first quality of a muttaqin? Muttaqi, God-fearing persons. The Quran says, أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who believe in ghaib. What is the meaning of ghaib? Ghaib is translated as unseen, which is not a correct translation. It means which cannot be perceived by the five basic senses. The ear, the eye, the nose, the tongue, the skin, five perception, sensory organs. They cannot find the akhirah. If they cannot find the five basic senses, all scientific gadgets help them. If a person is blind and deaf, what will sense benefit him? And the verse also describes, for science you need ear and eye. For science you don't need the nose. The nose is very important. If somebody is going to marry his daughter to a young man, he stays in Berkeley, that did PhD in engineering. But if somebody tells him at night, look, do you know the boy? He can't smell correctly. He cannot distinguish between bad smell and good smell. Will the father marry his daughter to such a young one? Isn't the nose important? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not said nose. He has not said the tongue. Because these three organs are very important. But they are not important for the worldly developments. He has mentioned the three items which are most important for science and technology. Pull, say, proclaim, remind mankind. وَالَّذِي أَنْشَاكُمْ. He has given you this existence. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ. He has given you the power to hear. وَالْأَبْصَارَ. The power to see. وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. The power to analyze. Remember, according to computer language, input 1, audio signal. Input 2, video signal. And after that, the processor, the mind. وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. And this verse is repeated many times in the Holy Quran. They are the items which help us to develop science and technology. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds mankind. And there is a very famous verse in the Holy Quran. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَىٰ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You remind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks our Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ذَكِّرْ. This translated as remind. فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَىٰ. Certainly reminding. تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Will benefit the believers. Remind. And there is another very beautiful verse. وَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ. Remind with the Quran. Just speak about the verses of the Quran. They will remind mankind. وَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدِ. Remind with the Quran. So these reminders are there in the Quran. There are many verses in the Quran which are well understood in the light of science. For example, in Surah Qiyamah, 29th Juz, there is a verse. The first verse is, لَا أُقْسِمُ بِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I swear by the day of resurrection. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. I swear by the heart, the soul, the person who approaches himself. You are going to the office, suddenly your wife says something. You have a heated discussion. You are very angry. Take these keys of the car and go out. Drive the car. Very hot in temperament. But once you start driving, You remember in your mind, oh, I have not done the correct thing, I should not have behaved with her this way. He should be reproaching himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a qasam. He swears. First swearing is by the day of resurrection. Second swearing is, I swear by the nafs, I swear by the person who reproaches himself. وَلَا أُقْسِمَ مِنْ نَفْسِ اللَّبْوَامَ. This is a mysterious swearing. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a swearing about Qiyamah and then about a soul which reproaches himself? Third, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّنْ نَجْمَعَ عِظَامًا. Does man think I will not resurrect him? بَرْنِ كِي بَعْضُ اسْكُوْ نِهِ زِنْدَا كَرِنْهِ. Does man think? أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ. Allah brings out the basic disease in the man's heart. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّنْ نَجْمَعَ عِظَامًا. Does man think I will not make alive عِظَامًا, his bones, after they have been dust? Third verse, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّنْ نَجْمَعَ. Then the fourth verse, which I want to discuss. بَلَا, no, قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَا. I am powerful enough not only to recreate him, but I will recreate even his fingertips exactly as they are today. Banan means fingertip. Simple Arabic. Bala, no, name. You are being addressed by a person on the road. You probably stay in San Francisco, don't you? You say, no, I don't stay in San Francisco, I stay in Los Angeles. This no is used in the Quran as Bala. No. That's not the thing that he thinks. Bala, قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَا. I am powerful enough not only to recreate him from the grave when his existence is lost, but عَلَىٰ نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَا. I will perfectly recreate even his fingertips. Our Muslim scholars, you have, Muslim scholars say, oh ho, what a discovery. The discovery of the scientists now acclaim the Quran, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the fingertips. How important the fingertips are to the US government. Oh, there is such a statement in the Quran. But the scholars of ulama warn us, never take the help of Quran to establish the greatness of Quran Majid. These are Allah's words. Quran is not a book of science. Quran is not a book of history. Quran is not a book of philosophy. Quran is a spiritual hospital. Quran treats the spiritual diseases. It treats a patient who doesn't know his parents. If your son forgets who is the father, who is the mother, how much careful you would be, where would you take him, how many dollars would you spend for him? Similarly, Quran treats mankind who don't care about their creator, their Lord, their sustainer. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَحْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَحْدِي لِلَّتِي يَأَقْوَمْ. This Quran guides to the ultimate truth, most established fact, that Allah is the creator, He is the sustainer. So the Quran's teachings have to be in line with all modernity. Our Prophet declared, there will be no Prophet after me till the day of resurrection. No Prophet after me. 1400 years have passed. No Prophet has arrived. The Quran claims, this is the word of Allah. There is a very famous wada of Allah, His promise, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. I have sent this reminder. The word there is zikr, not Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-Quran. No, it's not that. Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra. Zikr means Quran. Simple meaning of zikr is reminder. I have sent this reminder, reminder for mankind, the Quran. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. I will protect it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this promise. The ulama say, He has not made a similar promise in the case of Torah. He has not made a similar promise in the case of Injil. The promise has been made for the Quran. 1400 years have passed. How many children memorize the Quran throughout the whole world? Hundreds? Thousands? Millions? More than that. 1400 years have passed. The Quran is memorized all the more. And memorizing the Quran is not only a virtue, it is the pillar of Islam. So we are modern. How are we modern? How are we born? Is it not the same way? How do we eat? Is it not the same way? How does the digestive system function? Is it not the same way as it was during the time of the Prophet ﷺ? How does the world work? How does the sun shine? How much old has it become? Hafiz Hudud, the great saint, used to say, who talk about modern, let them go to a modern surface, a modern earth. Let them go to a modern sun, under the modern sun. So if you look at the Quran and look at its teachings, they are mainly aimed at reminding mankind. So reminding mankind applies whether he is old or whether he is young or whether he is sub-young, whether he is in 1920, whether he is in 1820, the same message. Innumerable verses of the Quran, you examine them, you will find they are applicable the same way today as they applied 1400 years ago. Verses of the Quran apply the same way. 19th part of the Quran, first line. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا. Quran is talking about the disbelievers. But the language it uses is wonderful. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ, say those, لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا, جو ہم سے ملنے کو آرزو نہیں کرتے. As إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you love Allah, similarly, you should desire to meet your Lord. Who gave this existence of mine? Who gave this earth? Who gave this sun? Who gave this worldly benefits? You should have desired to meet him. You don't desire to meet him, rather you don't believe in him. 19th juz of the Quran, 19th part, first line. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَانَا, say those who do not desire a meeting with us, meeting with me. What do they say? لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Why don't the angels come before us? Thatta karai. Why don't the angels farishte mere samne kyun nahi aate? Why don't the angels come before us? لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا. Why don't you see God? Look at the Quran. Quran is quoting the disbelievers' comment. And this is done in many places. Aiza mitna wa kunna turaba zalika rajum bai. What? When we are dead, we have become dust. Will we be created? No, it will never happen. Zalika rajum bai. Simple translation, this is a distant return. This is a return which is beyond our understanding, which means this will not happen. Quran is quoting the disbelievers. Quran has a wonderful way of treating the passions. It says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ. I send down this Quran which is a healing. مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ. I send this Quran. What do I send in the Quran? مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ, which is a healing. وَرَحْمَةٌ, and a mercy. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is a blessing for mankind. This is a healing for mankind. وَشِفَاءُ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. In another verse, healing for what is contained in the hearts. So Quran treats the disbelief. Quran constantly speaks about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Another five minutes.
I don't take 5 minutes, 1 minute. My mentor Hafiz Hudud, the man who asked me to speak in such gatherings, the scholar of Islam, Hafiz Mawlana Muhammadullah, about whom the Imam spoke so much, he used to say, don't talk to please the audience. Remember Allah. Your aim should be to earn His satisfaction, not the praise of people. Remember Allah. Keep in mind, He is seeing you, He is listening to you. And the same verse, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَوْنَ فِيهِ لَاللَّهِ. Remember the day when you will be brought back before Allah. If he asks you, why did you speak? To earn people's praise or to please me? So he would say, don't talk to please people. Remember him, you are standing before him. Invite people as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a verse in Surah Yusuf with which I finish. In Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says again, قُلْ, you say, you declare, you proclaim, O my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي, this is my walk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is specifying the duty of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The language is, قُلْ, you say, you proclaim, you declare before all mankind, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي, this is my path, this is my walk. أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ, I invite towards Allah. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, upon deep conviction. أَنَا, I do it وَمَنِتَّبَعْنِي, whoever follows me. Whoever follows me, male or female, in America or Bangladesh or India or Pakistan, wherever he is, whoever follows me, it is his duty, it is her duty to invite people towards Allah. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. So I have come to deliver this message only to copy what I heard from the scholars of Islam. I am just copying them. I am a tape recorder which is playing back the sayings of the ulama whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying. This religion will exist in its superiority. Why? Because of the ulama, because of the scholars of Islam. He gave them the name. Scholars of Islam are the successors of the prophets. You should clear the word. He didn't say successor of Muhammad. He said successors of the prophets. Again the same word. The scholars of Islam, whose successors are they? Successors of the prophets. All prophets did a work. The scholars of Islam will continue this work till the day of resurrection. That is why I finish. I am a servant of the scholars of Islam. May Allah let me die in this condition. I pray for you and also pray for myself. My manager says there will be a question and answer session. I don't know how much I will be able to answer questions because I have said I am not a scholar of Islam nor a scholar of engineering. But I will express my feelings and ask a question. Before the question and answer session, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this sitting of ours, to this talking, this listening. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulil Kareem. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا سمعنا منادي أن ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة. The word in this prayer again, على رسلك. We have believed upon your prophets, not على رسلك, not in singular. رَبَّنَا وَآتِنَا مَا وَعَدْتَنَا عَلَىٰ رُسُلِكَ. Oh Allah, give us what you have promised upon your prophets. Again that term in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Imran. وَعَدْتَنَا مَا وَمَا. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا. رَبَّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. رَبَّنَا وَآتِنَا مَا وَعَدْتَنَا عَلَىٰ رُسُلِكَ ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين برحمتك.
If you have any question, you can ask him. Anybody has any question? Yes.
I am Professor Rahman's friend and classmate, so I do have some question for him.
Okay.
The question is very simple. 1400 years have not changed, and 35 million years left are still in the body, but our knowledge has expanded a little bit more. We know, we believe as Muslims, he is the creator, Subhanallah Ta'ala. He is the Lord of the world, not world, world. And this knowledge of the world is expanding in our knowledge. How many things are in the world. Like he is the creator of everything. Now, Holy Quran is a guidance to the mankind. The question I'm raising is this. 1998, the Hubble telescope went up. The scientists said that there are maybe 200 billion galaxies. We belong to Milky Way galaxy. Thousands of stars. We belong to the Sun and planets. So planet is in comparison to 200 billion galaxies is like a drop of water in the Pacific Ocean. And humankind is here. To think that Allah already created humankind and beings whom we cannot see is perhaps not the right thing. Maybe there are thousands and thousands of civilizations created by Lord Almighty Allah, and He has given guidance to them in different forms that we do not know. Right now, the idea is, German scientists say it's not 200 billion, it's a 500 billion galaxies. So if we believe in Allah, the creator of the world, I like to know from you, because you have met with so many Muslim scholars, this planet that we belong to is nothing. It's just a drop of water in the ocean.
Let's make the question shorter.
So, please give us some idea of what this creator has. Is it possible, is it conceivable that knowing the limitation of our comprehension, He did not tell us about His other creations all over the world? I want you to comment on that.
I kept an escape route in the beginning. I am not an alim, and also I am not a scholar of engineering. I said I will express my feelings only. The question he has asked, I will express my feelings. Today, the scientists tell us that Sun is only a star. The star from which light takes 8.5 minutes at the speed of 186,000 miles. And the next star after the Sun is Proxima Centauri. Its distance is so vast that speaking in miles will only confuse you. Therefore the unit used is light year. How many light years does it take for the light to reach the Earth from the Sun? It's 8.5 minutes. What about the next star from Proxima Centauri? It takes 4.5 years. Subhanallah. And how many stars are there? My friend has said, there are many stars. We live in galaxy Milky Way. How many stars are there in the Milky Way? Stephen Hawking's data in the brief history of time. Only 100 billion. 100 billion means 10,000 crores. How many stars in our galaxy? So again my friend said there are billions of galaxies. That is also in the brief history of time. How many galaxies like our Milky Way galaxy? This data given there is 100 billion. Again 10,000 crores. How far they are spread? The present data is 10 to the power 9 light years. Which means if you go outside this mosque and look at the sky, how much distance can you cover? The distance is so vast. The present limit of scientific exploration is 10 to the power 9 light years. 10 to the power 6 light years means 1 million. 7 means 1 crore. 8 means 10 crore. 9 means 100 crore. 100 crore years will pass at the speed of light. Then also you cannot reach a limit where it said, here is the limit of the sky. The discovery of the scientists says that the farther the galaxies are, the farther is the receding speed. The galaxies that tended upon 9 light years are traveling away from us at a speed of 75,000 miles per second. The world is so vast. And they have devised a theory of expanding universe. 1400 years ago, there is in Surah Zariyah verse, which the Imams recite very often. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ And the sky, I have created its power. وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ You look at any translation. مُوسِعُونَ means expander. I am the expander thereof. The sky, I have created its power. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ I am the expander of the space thereof. Muṣi'ūn means one who spreads, expands. So the Muslim scientists say, Subhanallah, now this verse is not explained by the theory of expanding universe. But the scholars of Islam say, don't go for science to support the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about the sky in many different languages. In Surah Nazia, Juz 30, there is a verse. Antum ashaddu khalqan min sama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are you more difficult to create than the sky? Bana, he has made it. Rafa samka, he has made it high. The references in the Quran are wonderful. Antum ashaddu khalqan min sama, he says, are you more difficult to create than the sky? Bana, he has made it. Rafa samka, he has made his canopy high. The word is high, and the other word is, he is the expander of the space thereof. I cannot answer the question, I have only expressed my feeling. The Quran's expressions about the sky are very wonderful. There is a very famous verse of the Quran which many has in memory, in Surah Mulk. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا وَهُوَ سَتَّرَ السَّبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ إِنْ لَيْسَ next مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ you cannot find any fault in the creation of the most merciful فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ raise your gaze this is the line I want to place before you فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ raise your gaze هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ do you find any defect ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ means look again and again look at the sky again and again فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ next يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ your gaze will return to you humiliated and fatigued there is a word in the Quran يَنْقَلِبْ will return إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ to you your gaze how will it return to yourself خَاسِئًا humiliated يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ fatigued, tired Now tell me, with the, all the modern gadgets, how long can an astronomer keep looking at the sky? Will not his gaze return the same way as the Quran said 400 years ago? يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا with all the developments, all the discoveries, 20 years away, how long can you raise your gaze? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا your gaze will return to you, open the translation of the Holy Quran, your gaze will return to you, how? Humiliated and fatigued, that is a mechanical engineering term, he is a mechanical engineer. Your gaze will return to you. How? يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ how? خَاسِئًا humiliated. وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ it is fatigued, it will become tired. Does the implication of the verse apply today or not? So the Quran talks about us, it doesn't talk about other us. Doesn't matter. The science has not been able to discover another earth. Probability is there. What does that probability matter? My duty is to remember him, be thankful to him, say Alhamdulillah, glorify him, say Subhanallah, praise him, Alhamdulillah, and follow the Prophet. Following the Prophet in his belief, number one, in his actions. The Quran speaks about many actions. Five are most important. One, fundamentals of belief. Two, ibadah. We have just said Salah and again going to say Salah. Salah has been described as the best of Ibadah. Our Prophet said, the first action about which he will be questioned on the day of the resurrection is Namaz, is Salah. Third is our transactions with people, Muamala. Fourth is Muasharat, our social dealings. Five, our internal character, Akhlaq. Only simple explanation of internal character is Niyyah, intention. Niyyah is what we say or what we intend. Where lies intention? So five branches of Islam through which we can earn, we can make our earning. Attire, ibadat, muamalat, muasharat, akhlaq. Fundamentals of belief, ibadat, transactions, social dealings, internal character. These are the five branches which will make us prepared for Akhirah. May Allah give us tawfiq for preparing for meeting our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Anybody has any question?
I think, Professor, you mentioned very nicely regarding the lungs and all that, the technology. So, would you kindly throw some light very briefly, because we don't have too much time, that the entire science and technology can be very well explained by the Holy Quran. Like you mentioned, the human beings are made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and the entire medical science is based upon the human structure. Also, in Surah Rahman, you mentioned something about engineering and technology. So Surah Rahman describes very well that the two waters, they are separated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat, and they combine and the pearls are born there. Pearls are born there, monga and pearls, which are very expensive, and also the entire ocean engineering. I have read some articles in French journals that some person was doing doctoral research on this ocean engineering and became a Muslim after they explained by Surah Rahman. To make it the long story very short, all this engineering, since you are also affiliated with, you are professor of engineering, electrical engineering is Allah made the earth magnetic. So the magnet creates the electric current. The entire electrical engineering is based on Quran and on this explanation. If we try to...
Very correct.
Mechanical engineering is based on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ocean engineering, civil engineering, soil mechanics, all those people who do seismic, earthquake, all this, it can be explained by Quran. Earthquakes and seismic instruments and how the earth shakes and mountains, how, why the mountains are made to protect, you know,
do you have a question?
No, his question is all right. I have understood. My feeling is,
engineering and science, technology can be, as you mentioned, can be very, Alhamdulillah, explained by Holy
Spirit. Alhamdulillah. The knowledge of science is only producing before us the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we know, the more we should say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. The modern man is given more responsibility because he finds the glories of Allah in matter, in his development. So, مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَقُ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ There's a famous verse of the Quran. Today there is very little time and I have very little knowledge. Very little time. Fortunately, I have also very little knowledge. So may Allah give us tawfiq to sit some other time and discuss about these, inshallah. But the warning by the scholars of Islam is, as they talk about the handprints, fingerprints, as they talk about the expansion of the sky, there are many verses which, many of which come to light with developments in science and technology. True. But the scholars of Islam warn us, how did Abu Bakr believe? Radiallahu anhu. How did Umar believe? Did he have before him the scientific expositions or the beliefs, just as the Prophet said? The Quran says, Aminu kama amana nas. Believe as these people have believed. Believe as the Sahabis believe. So, though we should say more Subhanallah, more Alhamdulillah, more Allahu Akbar, our belief should be simple. We believe as the Prophet has asked to believe. May Allah give us tawfiq.
Gracias.